The Ministry of Health is taking steps to reduce the misery levels among patients in public health facilities across Jamaica. Up next, Portfolio Minister Dr. Fintan Ferguson highlights some of the measures being implemented to improve service delivery. He was speaking in an interview with Ian Boyne.
Minister, good to have you in studio. You recently made a statement about reducing the misery level in the hospitals, the misery index. And a lot of people can relate to that. Their experience in the hospitals, Minister, is anything but delightful or even satisfactory. What is being done?
We have to start at the level where there are thousands of persons passing through the hospital system. And oftentimes you get a complaint. It represents a minority number, but it is a real complaint. And we believe that you cannot have a success story. And while you are building that story, you have health workers who, for whatever the reasons, might be doing things, or you might have, by virtue of not having proper inventory, you have shortages in the area, whether it's pharmaceutical, whether it's gauze, whether it's needle, you know, we have in the country, but in a particular hospital or health center, you're short on that. So what I've done is to say to my four regional chairs, get out there, do this audit, get back to me so that we can look to see where we have the gaps, and where the gaps exist, we must now fix it, or at least based on the budget we have this year, start to fix it. We also believe that while you are doing that in terms of your pharmaceutical, medical, sundry, etc., you also have to be looking at how we fix in relation to our customer care policy, the relationship between health worker and client or patient. Equally well, we are concerned about our patients or client dealing with our health workers in a particular kind of way. So it's a two-way street, but we are ensuring that we have a customer care policy that will have sanction relative to our workers, even as we make special appeal to clients.
So there will be greater attempt, Minister, to manage resources and to ensure that the hospitals are supplied
and the health centers. Yes.
With the necessary...
Yes, we want to definitely have greater efficiency within the system, because you see, your governance and the efficiencies that you bring to the system, especially in a very tight period, is important in terms of outcomes.
But wasn't the regional system supposed to enhance this, or that itself has become a problem now?
No, well, you have issues, but I think we are making some stride, because for the first time, you're having almost bi-weekly meetings between the four regional chairs.
Okay.
So you're getting a kind of same play field, because they are governed by the same Health Services Act of 1997. And it is my view that we are getting better. There are some issues related to human resource, overlapping of functions, etc., which we're going to be looking at in the whole health reform. Yes. But essentially, we are of the view that there are still some gaps, there are some challenges, and this is why we appeal to the population, because you have 24 hospitals, you have over 300 health centers, and it is not a simple thing to manage all of this. But in a real sense, once we start to move towards the renewal of primary care, which is, we have gone far. We have repair or build over 129 health centers. We have another 8 that is ongoing in terms of infrastructure. We are improving the numbers. You know, we have had to go into a relationship with Cuba. We have had Cubans coming here, doctors, nurses, specialist nurses, etc. And we have brought in dentists now for the first time. And we are bringing in some other kinds of specialists. But we are also using, outside of what we are doing, we are now trying to pull together that pool of persons from the diaspora. Missions. In 2012, we had 172 medical missions visiting the country, saving us millions of dollars in terms of pharmaceuticals, the manpower. By 2013, we had 197 medical missions. Last year, we had 182. All of that. So we're using...
You're drawing on all the resources.
Drawing on all the resources.
Health Minister Dr. Fintan Ferguson, speaking in an interview with Ian Boyne.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.